What is up, my dudes? This is episode number 14. I cannot believe I've already done 14 of these things. Of the Anything and Everything podcast with yours truly, Connor. I want to talk a little bit about, like, let's say aliens. Can we say aliens? Are people in black suits going to show up at my door? Are black dudes going to show up at my door? That'd be funny. Are people in black suits going to show up at my door for talking about aliens? I don't know. But again, this is just my opinion. It's a completely harmless opinion. I'm not acting on my opinion or whatever. I'm not, like, fucking staying awake till 6 o'clock in the morning researching the Black Knight satellite theories and alien crash landings. At least I'm not anymore. I remember just staying up and, like, reading way too deeply into alien bullshit and fucking conspiracy theories and watching YouTube videos. Anyway, though, I don't really do a whole lot of that anymore. Maybe every once in a while I'll indulge myself and do a little bit of reading up on theories and stuff. It's almost like I read about these theories and then I kind of piece together my own little theory that takes away from each of these little stories, and I put it together into my own little, like, timeline or whatever of alien conspiracies and kind of make my own. So what I think is that aliens or these other life forms are human. I think that it is our future. It is what we evolve into. I think that we become so advanced and so intelligent that we just completely evolve past things like emotion. We evolve past things like just physical characteristics. Almost like, I think, like, you know, you hear about the stereotypical alien, like there's this small guy with, like, a big head, big eyes, tiny ears, tiny nose. And I think that if you kind of deconstruct what those physical characteristics mean in, like, a forensic sense, you would think, oh, well, they have small ear holes. That probably means that they can't hear very well. Or they have, a small nose or whatever, and a small mouth. Probably means that they can't hear very well. But if they have big eyes and a big head, maybe that means that they can see very well. And that they can, you know, if they have a big head, their intelligence is probably just immense. Just something beyond, obviously it's beyond completely anything that we're capable of understanding. But I think that is us eventually. This is another theory that I kind of have, is that aliens or life on other planets, other universes and stuff, and mycelium, meaning mushrooms and stuff, I think that those two go hand in hand. I think they're both very vital to a theory of human evolution and just otherworldly life forms, if that makes sense. Because if you've ever heard of Terence McKenna's stoned ape theory, early humanoids or monkeys or whatever, if you will, came down from trees into more grasslands and they started looking for other food sources and flipping over cow patties and eating psychedelic mushrooms as a food source. And in doing so, they may or may not have been able to grow their own brain two times the normal size in the span of, I think it was 100,000 years or something like that. But that's incredible. And so if you have ever seen, or obviously I don't even know if any photos are real or whatever, but if you've heard of aliens, they have a huge head, which means that their brain is probably even bigger than ours, you know, which means how much more intelligent than us could they possibly be? That's something to be aware of. So maybe that also has something to do with it. Maybe we as a species, I think, maybe are supposed to consume these types of food sources and drugs to further our knowledge. I think that's something that's really interesting. All right, that's it for this first part. This might turn into a three-parter. Thank you, guys. What's up, my dudes? This is the part two of the Life in the Universe, episode 14. I left off talking about how mycelium, aka mushrooms, and life in the universe may or may not be mutually exclusive. This is just my own personal theory, has no scientific merit whatsoever. This is just some random shit that I think about when I'm stoned. So I'm going to do my best to explain this because I wouldn't say I'm too terribly intelligent, but I'll try to explain this best that I can so that people can understand what my fucked up mind thinks. But time is, imagine time as a donut, or imagine time just as like a jelly filled donut, whatever. There's no hole in it. It's just a thing and it exists. Now imagine you could place yourself anywhere within that donut. Imagine that you could place yourself anywhere within time. So, if time is the donut. Now, imagine that we were able to get that way, or we were able to do that, or make shifts in time because of our intelligence, because we, somewhere down the road, possess the knowledge to somehow figure out how to place ourselves anywhere in time. And given that time is a man-made construct, we created time just by things that exist, you know, all around us. We first created time by judging the sun and the sky, and then doing the stars and a bunch of bullshit, you know, trying to do all of that. We created it. Okay? So how is it that we can base all of our set in stone, accurate, quote-unquote, knowledge off of shit that we created just because we think that we're right? So, here's the thing. If time is that jelly-filled donut and you can place yourself anywhere within that area, and that donut represents all of time, I'm talking about infinity years ago and infinity years in the future. It's all just one thing. You know, hopefully I'm doing good so far. I'm tripping myself out. Now imagine that we were able to get that way because of, you know, mushrooms. Like, what if that was the case? What if that was the case that we discovered 100,000 years ago that we could eat mushrooms? We didn't know that it would make our brains grow, but if that theory of Terence McKenna's is true, that made our brain grow twice the mass that it was in 200,000 years, that's trillions and trillions of new neurons and new neural pathways that have been created in our brains in 100,000 years. Now think what we could do 100,000 years from now. Think of how much more fucking smart we could be. Because you can take us right now and say, take the smartest person that exists today and pair them up with that being, that humanoid ape-like thing that lived 100,000 years ago, and put them side by side and measure intelligence. Now, you would say in its own right that humans are more intelligent than that thing. And now let's place like an alien right next to a human. Everyone would think like, oh, these things are not the same. These are not the same genus. These are not the same species. Yeah, they may not be, but they probably were at some point. I mean, aliens' heads could be so fucking big and so huge and have like such a huge brain that they don't need those ears, so that's why they all fell off. And that's why they can just read thoughts, so they don't need ears. And they have a small mouth and small nose because they don't need to smell. They don't need to speak. They do everything with their eyes and their brain. Fucking tripping you out yet? I'm tripping myself out. I got fucking goosebumps right now. Now imagine that's the case just because they ate fucking mushrooms or something like that. That's part of my theory. And another theory that I'm going to put on for part three, I want to talk about Roswell and how that has played into basically where our life has come since, you know, 70 years ago, 71 years ago. So that's it for part two. I'll wait for part three. All right, what's up? This is part three of Life in the Universe, And I was going to talk about Roswell, New Mexico. Everyone knows about the crash that happened in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Government cover-up, blah, 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 blah. But what I actually wanted to talk about, switch subjects a little bit, is that when this is going to get really, really weird, really deep, but I find myself, it's the weirdest feeling in the world. I will go out at night and I will look straight up at the stars just when there's no lights anywhere, or go to the top of the mountain or whatever and look up at the stars. And I always think, man, I'm supposed to be out there. I want to be out there. Why am I not out there? I want to be a part of that. I am a part of that. And if you think about it, as we are just floating in the middle of space, we are part of that. But what I want is to feel connected to that. And I want to feel connected to the entire universe. I want to feel connected to other life. And I feel like as humans, and as we've progressed as what we say is an intelligent society, I say unintelligent, that's debatable. I feel like we've regressed, at least intellectually and spiritually. We've regressed and kind of neglected things. We've just kind of neglected the fact that, at one point in our lives, things such as cannabis and things such as, like spiritual hallucinogens and stuff like that, as part of tribes and societies, were a regular part of culture. It was a regular part of feeling whole and feeling part of the community and part of the group. And now those things are looked down upon because of people who have spent too much time with the wrong things, and they're uneducated in subjects like that, so they're scared of it. But I think that things like mushrooms connect us to the world. They connect us to the earth. They connect us to the air and to space and to water, to all the elements. We're supposed to feel connected because if you think about it, we're all made of the same thing. Everything is made of the same materials, just in a different form, And it's just a huge disconnect that's happened. And that's why I think that I bet somehow, some way, using these sort of spiritual I'll just say drugs, will connect us to our different forms of life. Make us feel like we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Make us feel like we're part of something. And I've always felt that, when I'm in nature, I feel, when I'm walking around or like taking a hike, there's nobody around. I don't hear cars. I don't see like some unnatural man-made thing. I just see like the earth, and I feel very calm, and I feel very unanxious, and I feel that it's right. That's where I'm supposed to be. And I can only help but feel, especially going out after smoking cannabis, we'll say cannabis, weed, whatever. That's just it's an amazing feeling, and it kind of pains me that people are so uneducated in things such as drugs, that it just pains me because they don't really know what they're missing. They think that it creates monsters, that it creates serial killers and rapists and shit like that. I'm like, I'm sorry. But you're fucked up from the get-go if you are one of those things. Drugs don't make you that way. I mean, unless they pump you full of copious amounts of methamphetamine, could turn you into that. Could be. But yeah, for the most part, I think that drugs are absolutely necessary for our society, and I think that they're necessary for our society to grow into these intelligent beings that are what we call aliens. I think that that's our future. As crazy and fucked up as that sounds, that's my theory. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to this. I appreciate it.